Signposts for Living, A Psychological Manual for Being. Book 5, Parenting, Love, Pride and Apprenticeship. Written and narrated by Dr. Kirsten Hunter. Books in the Signposts for Living series. Book 1, Control Your Consciousness, In the Driver's Seat. Book 2, Understanding Myself, Be an Expert. Book 3, Mindfulness and State of Flow, Living with Purpose and Passion. Book 4, Understanding Others, Loved Ones to Tricky Ones. Book 5, Parenting, Love, Pride, Apprenticeship. Book 6, Nailing Being an Adult, Have the Skills. A Meaningful Life. Devote yourself to 1. Knowing yourself, 2. Loving others, 3. Loving your community, 4. Gratitude for the moment, and 5. Creating something that gives you meaning and purpose. Introduction to this book. I have been asked by clients consistently over the last 20 years to write a parenting book. Here it is. It's an ambitious idea, and there's a huge amount to cover. You do not need to be a perfect parent. You need to be a good enough parent. But this is still a pretty high bar. I've worked with adults, teens, and children, and I enjoy all of the work because I need variety and challenge to stay fresh. I especially enjoy my child work. However, because it's so profoundly meaningful to help set a child up to be on a strong footing for the rest of their lives, to address a problem area so that it actually becomes a strength for them rather than a painful anchor point, is wonderful beyond words. I'm always amused by the inevitable question by new clients, "Do you have kids?" Despite my qualifications and experience, this is where I get my credibility. I pass this test when I say yes. Then with more questioning, I explain that I have 5 boys. At the time of this writing, Lachlan is 21, James is 18, Tobias is 16, Jack is 9, and George is 7. And with this, I'm in. My trustworthy quotient goes up. I understand this. Parenting is one of those things you can only comprehend from the inside. The marathon that it is. With profound joy, meaning, frustration, and fear all wrapped up together. Parenting is perhaps the role in which we need to be the most mindful. We are the nurturer, the leader, and the protector, so it is essential that we are reflective and purposeful in our parenting. Strange, then, that so many parents yell at their children, and when at breaking point say things they regret and know will harm their children. Many parents hit their kids. This is truly damaging, as the primary lesson that hitting teaches is fear and violence. We end up with kids who become increasingly fearful in their response to the world and who reach for hitting as their coping mechanism. They learn to copy their parents. Then they get angry at them for hitting others. As role models, we can easily become their number one cause of harm. It's like the manager, leader, or coach becoming the bully. Our parenting role is a massive responsibility. Someone who is good at adulting is miles ahead in terms of being set up for good parenting. All of the topics in this series, while primarily aimed at development of the individual, can also apply to setting us up to be thriving parents. It is an amazing thing to feel on track and confident in our parenting. It is, however, soul-destroying to look back and know that we have not nurtured enough and have actually done harm. Let's grow our children with care and strength. I'm happy to say there is bucket loads of common sense here, but we need to be able to step away and get some distance to see this. That is what this book can help us do. Just a quick note. I do not want to create parental guilt here. I would argue that parental guilt...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?